Proverbs chapter 20. Bread gained by deceit is sweet to a man, but afterward his mouth will be full of gravel. In other words, deceit practiced on others will sooner or later be repaid against ourselves. It's interesting what selfishness and discontent can do to a person. It can turn normally calm and contented people into underhanded manipulators. It's amazing how quickly a person can go from contentment to consumption. Satisfaction is so easily replaced by desire, especially when a more appealing option is presented. Suddenly, what is previously enjoyed becomes contemptible. Years ago, I pulled out my guitar to practice for a retreat I would be leading only to find that the neck had bowed, rendering the instrument useless. I was frustrated and began considering the cost of repair or replacement. I began to pray that God might do something to fix the guitar, since I really didn't have the funds for either. I took it in to have it evaluated for repair, only to have the serviceman tell me there wasn't much he could do. I was discouraged and decided to price what a new guitar might cost. As I looked around the shop, I found myself thinking what it would be like to have one of these nice new shiny guitars. Well, over the next few weeks, I tried to fix the guitar myself, implementing a few tricks that a friend had shared with me. And you know what? It worked. Within several weeks, the guitar was playable again, and I was upset. Instead of being grateful for God's restoration, I was upset because my reason for getting a new guitar was now gone. I had allowed discontent to rob me of God's blessing. God desires each of us to be content. He has both given us great blessings and withheld possible snares. Therefore, we should be grateful for what we have and for whatever God has chosen to withhold. Remember, there may be a good reason for both.